It was a detour, thanks to Madame Pele. The closure of Volcanoes National Park on the Big Island meant that school groups planning a field trip as part of their Hawaiian history had to divert to Oahu for their end-of-the-year trip. We were there when fourth graders from Kauai visited the only intact heiau in urban Honolulu last month. The Manoa Heritage Center was able to welcome them into their new education hale and visitor center. For Mary Cook, it was a fulfillment of a decades-old vision she shared with her late husband, Sam Cook, for their 3.5-acre Manoa estate, which includes a historic home. The new hale cements the future of the center, so visits like this one from the Kauai students can continue. Kekaha fourth graders prepared an oli, a chant they presented as they stepped foot onto the grounds of the Manoa Heritage Center.
So this is a new place, and you guys are one of the first groups from Kauai to come here.
Wow. The staff, including director Jessica Welch, happily welcomed them to the new visitor center and education hale.
Today we have a group from Kekaha Elementary on Kauai, and they're here because they were scheduled to go do the fourth grade pilgrimage to see the volcano. And that trip had to be rescheduled. And so they came here to kind of make up for that. And so they're here to learn about Hawaiian history, Hawaiian culture. The group is out at the heiau, learning about the agricultural heiau, in the garden, learning about the native plants. And they're also doing some service learning in the garden itself. The most fun thing is to see people experiencing the space, so school groups like today coming here and to see the kids running around and to see them learning and doing what we kind of designed the space to do. And there are a lot of surprises. You know, kids are learning in ways that we didn't anticipate as well. But it is fun. It was very fun to be part of the project kind of from the ground up and to build this space and not to see it being used is just the most fun part.
And then we were out on the landing upstairs at the house, and the kids were out in the garden, and there was a double rainbow.
I don't know, things like that happen here, and I think it's really special when you see, you know, this kind of blessing for this special group that's with us here today.
Back up at the main house where benefactress Mary Cook resides, she reflected on the family dream finally coming true. You're very fortunate to be able to look out, you know, the doors here and see the school kids walking through here every day.
Yes. Well, this property was Sam's grandparents. They were given it as a wedding present in 1901. 20 acres. It's now 3.5, so it's shrunk considerably. But it's always been in the family. This historic home that I live in will eventually, when I'm gone, be part of Manoa Heritage Center and be open to the public for views as well. But the most important thing is the heiau, because it's the only one now that's still intact. And it was an agricultural heiau. It's small, but all of Manoa was taro lo'i and sweet potatoes. Now it's all residences, but it looks out. It's situated on a hill that looks out over the whole valley. You can look all the way up to Lion Arboretum and all the way down to Waikiki and see Diamond Head from the heiau. This house was built in 1911, so it's 107 years old. And when the plumber came, and I had two things on my list that I'd asked him to come and do, this is maybe 20 years ago, and when he got here, I had maybe 8 things on my list. And he said, "Oh, no more in, no?" So that's my motto. When you live in an old house, there's an endless number of things that you have to do. So right now, we need to paint the outside. The roof is being repaired. That's where the beep, beep noises are coming from. But we celebrated our 50th anniversary, wedding anniversary. Puakea Nogomayer wrote a beautiful special kuli'i chant. for us. Sam passed away 2.5 years ago, and I'm sure he's up there smiling down and saying, good job.
And that chant, composed in the couple's honor, was performed at the recent opening of the Hale, a mahalo and aloha for a Kama'aina family giving back to the community. This summer, the center launches a series of community workshops, including moon studies, with a closer look at the Hawaiian lunar calendar. For information about the Manoa Heritage Center, which offers school tours in the morning and adult tours in the afternoon, check our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.